This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We should be clear here, right? Nothing has changed for the better coronavirus-wise since last we spoke on Friday. In fact, there have been fatalities in this country. There is more testing being done, so there are more reported cases. And conferences and companies are canceling travel and meetings by the day. But some big central banks, Japan, the European Central Bank, and the U.S. Fed in particular, have all come out and said, in essence, we got it. We're watching. We're ready. And if push comes to shove, we will jump in to keep things from getting too terribly much worse. And that, in a nutshell, is what you need to know about the markets today. The major indices up 4, 5%, reclaiming a chunk of what they lost last week. But the macroeconomic reality, which, in case I need to remind you, is not the stock market, is still kind of up in the air, both here and globally. In China, where we have gotten Marketplace's Jennifer Pack on the phone, things are only just now getting back to normal, and barely at that. Some big economic numbers came out to the downside over the weekend. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Kai.
So, first of all, I guess, what's the mood? What's it like in Shanghai today?
Well, life is slowly coming back to the streets of Shanghai. You see a lot more people, a lot more cars, a lot of bikes. And at restaurants, you do see a lot more of them offering sit-down dining services, but only if you could sit very far away from each other. And there are some restaurants, the last order is still at 6:30. If you come out at about 8 p.m., sometimes 10 p.m., you'd think it's midnight or overnight, you know, because the streets are pretty empty. So if you go anywhere now in public spaces, you essentially everyone is required to wear a face mask, which are very uncomfortable to wear. It's hard to breathe. And of course, there's a shortage of them. So for all intents and purposes, people are still pretty much forced to stay at home, which is the last place you can breathe freely.
Right. And so I guess the corollary question is, what's the mood like, given all those restrictions and given the way you have to sit far away from people in restaurants? I mean, what's the mood? What are people thinking?
I think there's a lot of anxiety still. You know, people are pretty fearful. And there's still a lot of unknowns about how this virus is being spread out. So people are very cautious. And, you know, almost every day we're being bombarded with text messages from the government saying, cancel your social gatherings, stay at home, wear a mask if you have to go outside, eat apart from your colleagues, you know, sit in separate desks. It makes people very paranoid. And so there's only a handful of people that I've seen over the last month who are willing to come out and take the risk.
All right. So to the economic nuts and bolts then, the manufacturing and service sector numbers that came out late Friday U.S. time over the weekend for you, they were not great, both in non-manufacturing and also in manufacturing, actually getting things made.
Yeah, they're not great. They both fell below 50, which shows a contraction. But for businesses, especially for January and February, these are really slow months because of the Lunar New Year holiday. Mm-hmm. And because there are close to 300 million workers working hundreds of miles away from their hometowns, some of them take extended holidays. So for all intents and purposes, March is when companies really have to make their quarter one targets. And so this is going to be the crucial month. And the key question for a lot of these businesses is whether they can resume their operations. And at the moment, a lot of businesses say it's becoming very chaotic. And the two key things that are preventing them from restarting are travel restrictions between provinces and also this self-quarantine measure for 14 days. There are lots of places that are requiring anyone coming in, not just from the epicenter of the virus outbreak of Hubei province, but anyone coming in, no matter where you are. And that takes away from businesses.
Sure. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. In your personal life, are they still, checking your temperature when you walk in the building? Or are you still doing carry out food because nobody else wants to go out? Is that still happening?
Oh, constantly. I'm getting my temperatures checked when I go into the shopping malls, into my residential area, if I go into the office building. Inside the office, we have to measure our own temperatures for sure. How accurate that is, I don't really know because the difference is so vast. In terms of takeout, there are more places to eat, of course, but I have to make sure that I make the cutoff because, as I said, a lot of them are closing quite early. Right. So I have to eat dinner by about 6 o'clock.
Jennifer Back in Shanghai. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Kai.